Hello and welcome to today's Columbus Area Labor Management Committee podcast. My name is Dr. Jim Coles, and I'm the Executive Director of Columbus Area Labor Management Committee. And also with me today is Meredith Porterfield, the Program Manager at CALMC. Today's podcast is the final one in our series on the life and career of Eugene Brundage. We follow Gene through his career from becoming a teacher to becoming an arbitrator, and today we're going to look at two more stops along the way as he wrapped up his career in public employment with the Columbus City Schools and with the City of Columbus.
And then I was recruited at the same time to go to Columbus Public Schools. I went there as Director of Classified Personnel and as a negotiator for the contracts. And I went primarily because a good friend of mine, Larry Mixon, was superintendent, and Larry wanted me covered. We'd been there 1 month. Larry called me in and said, I can't take this blankety-blank anymore. I resigned. So I stayed there, had a good time, but it was not quite the same reason I went. I went to work with Larry.
Gene told about returning to education in the last segment. Local government is his next venture, and he tells about it in this next segment. Please listen.
Columbus, City of Columbus, I got a call from them, and they had decided to bring their negotiations in-house. So as chief negotiator, they had always gone to an outside, out-of-state legal firm, and so I had the privilege of working there for several years for Greg Lushetka and then Michael Coleman, and enjoyed under both administrations, which was a good place to work. And I hope Michael's finding the same experience there. I decided that I was going to retire from there the first time, and so I did.
Gene concluded his presentation with a review of some of the things that he learned during his extensive career in the labor relations.
So what have I learned about all of these things? I don't know there's anything magical about any of these. I know that I've been incredibly blessed to have the opportunities that I've had to work with professional people, that I've had the chance to do so. I've also learned that just about anything is negotiable. It doesn't mean you have to compromise your principles. It doesn't mean you have to give in. You have to be able to talk. You have to be able to listen, and you have to be able to appreciate people. And I've learned that collective bargaining works regardless of which of the three sides of the table you're sitting on, labor, management, or industry. It's a process, and it works. It provides a framework for stability. If there's one thing I worry about in today's society, it's that we've lost that. We've lost this ability to just talk things through. It allows a maximum opportunity for gaining mutual interest. I've never been in a bargaining situation that there weren't good points to be made by everyone at the table. And when we understand not only our own needs and interests, but when we others understand the others' needs and interests, we can find the ways that we can accommodate one another in the parameters that we have. It allows each side to be educated to the needs of the other. I remember a time when one of the big issues was security in one of our offices at the state, and they had good reason. There were dangerous people coming into the offices, and we just pulled everything away from the table and sat and talked to both sides. Once they were able to do that, the solutions were created, and if nothing else, the understanding was better. The people were there to understand what the other side needed. And I think one of the big learnings that I've had is getting to know the party on the other side. When you do, you discover a human being with all of their warts, all their bumps, all of their shortcomings, all of their talents, all the rest. They're just there trying to do a job the same. When you can look beyond that and depersonalize it to that extent, not only will you come to the best possible solution, but you might also make a friend in the process. For me, I made some of the most lasting friendships and relationships a person could ever hope for. And so on December 6th, when my term ran out and served, I retired again.
Gene summarized his career and told about what he had learned throughout his work life in this last final segment. Thanks for listening.